This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So the Starbucks barista is going back and forth with me, and she's getting mad, and I'm getting really flipping pissed, yeah. But I never lose my temper in public because it's not cool. And finally, I go, okay, I see what happened. I want a tall coffee. I'm dating Ariana Grande.
So what happened was you had told her both of those things.
Yes.
When you got up to the counter and she confused the size of the coffee you ordered with the person you told her you were dating.
Who, by the way, is not tall.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names of the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Well, everyone's going to want to talk about this new...
What up?
This new Ghostbusters movie, and so we might as well just get it out of the way and talk about it right now.
Well, let's get into it. The official announcement came out today, and it's going to be all female Ghostbusters, and that seems to be the way things are going these days, and that's okay.
And some people have speculated in the past that Sean and I were going to be affiliated in this movie and maybe be some of the Ghostbusters, and that this was a way to stop us from being in the movie.
By some of our Hollywood enemies, of which unfortunately we do have some, because jealousy is an ugly, ugly, ugly thing.
And if that's the case, well, then good luck. And the truth is, we're not actually mad, but we are sort of confused and a little concerned for them, because it's actually not going to be that easy to do a movie of all female Ghostbusters because of a few reasons.
Well, and one thing is, fair's fair. So if you're going to make females busting the ghosts, then you have to make it that it's female ghosts. You can't just have the good guys is now girls, but then the bad guys is still guys. That is actually friggin' misandrist.
And so now you're saying, okay, well, so now the female ghosts are girls. The ghosts are just female now. Well, guess what? There's no such thing as a female ghost. Ghosts are male.
Ghosts are guys, and a female version of a ghost is
called a wraith.
That's known as a wraith.
And so...
And they screech, and they haunt just as viciously, but they are not ghosts.
And so now, if it's going to be all female Ghostbusters, it's going to have to be Wraithbusters. And now what about Slimer? Slimer the ghost. Now he's becoming, I guess, Slimerette the Wraith.
Okay, yeah, so, all right, well, I'll do one. Okay, Stay Puft the Marshmallow Man ghost is now going to be Stay Puft the Marshmallow Wraith the ghost. And that doesn't make any sense. And so I don't know how you can possibly script it. And this is how low some people in Hollywood will sink to keep Hayes and I, the greatest enemies of spookiness, the natural fit for someone who was eliminating ghosts from a city we love.
We had a personal investment in destroying all these ghosts. If you want people to appear on screen hating ghosts, who else would you go to but the two of us? That's our entire thing. Some might even say we use it too much.
And I understand that it was difficult to schedule production because we refused to be on set with anything that could be scary. But just... do it. Shoot around it. Green screen it, because you're getting a passionate performance then, rather than what's going to be just trotting out the same women you see in every comedy trying to explain how Slimerette the Wraith is driving a bus and is their friend. Meanwhile, this other Wraith is... a bad guy, a girl.
And what is the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man? He was a sailor. What is he going to be now? He's going to be Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to have to be.
It actually has to be Sailor Moon.
Stay Puft, the Marshmallow Man Wraith, the ghost, is going to have to be Sailor Moon now. So I hope you're happy.
Stay Puft, the Marshmallow Moon, comma, Sailor Wraith, the ghost. And at that point, aren't we making it too complicated? Hollywood?
It could have been much simpler if you were just let it be some men and some women. It doesn't even have to be all men. It can be two guys and two girls, and maybe it's Sean and I, and maybe it's like Nina Dobrev.
Yes. It's two guys and two sexy women who are sort of want the guys to save them.
Yes.
Is that so complicated? Then everybody's happy.
Nina Dobrev and Carmen Electra and Sean and Hayes are out there busting ghosts. And every once in a while, like after a job well done, you go home and who knows what happens. I'm not saying I know. We figure it out.
No, we're not going to write the whole thing and give them free ideas. But you know, it could be they're just as big of heroes as us. Maybe there's one where Hayes is trapped and Carmen accidentally busts one of the ghosts with her curling iron, doesn't even know she's doing it. I mean, that's a scene. So it's not like you couldn't have them involved in the action, and we were never saying that. So it feels like in an effort to maybe overcorrect, mm-hmm. Hollywood has lost the opportunity at a true blockbuster.
They've affected the actual product in the name of revenge.
Baby with the bathwater is a phrase that comes to mind.
Yes, yes.
In terms of our feud with Wolf Den, I want you guys to know that you're doing great work, but we still do need even more people. They're scared, mm-hmm. definitely scared, to the point that they've shut down all communication.
And we know that that's good, that they're not communicating with us at all about the rivalry, but in terms of listens, we are still in a very distant last place. And so,
yes, very small number.
So from a morale perspective, it is really working, but from an actual listens perspective, it actually appears to have gotten a little bit worse. And so, but that's the next thing to turn around, I'm sure, but especially because we have such a great guest today. Clark Duke is joining us, and you know him from all kinds of movies and TV shows, and we're going to say what they are if you tune in to Hollywood Handbook. So Cindy Margolis is like, try my homebrew. It's really good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you know, it's green. It's fizzing very actively. And she's like, come on, let's try it. It's beer. You like beer, don't you? Well, you know, I do enjoy beer. I drink it. 3 hours later, I wake up. All my jewels are gone. Every jewel in the house has disappeared. And I called her. She says she has no idea what happened.
How many times are you going to drink something that Cindy Margolis hands you?
She said it was a good homebrew.
I'm not
going to
feel bad. And Hayes, I'm not going to feel bad anymore.
You're not going to drink a homebrew? She said it was a sour.
No, you do enjoy beer.
You know how I am about homebrewed sours.
Yeah, you do enjoy homebrewed beer.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lined back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Great guest today. Very exciting guest. We're so happy to have him. Clark Duke is here.
Hey, everybody.
Now, Clark, people have called you the Clown Duke of Comedy.
And what's the story behind that nickname?
Yes.
I think it's just a play on words because my last name is Duke.
Speak on that.
First Duke on record was Peter Duke. He came from Kent County, England. I think in the 1800s? Or no, maybe it was the 1600s. There's a book on this back home I saw.
Back home.
Arkansas.
That's where the book is.
That's where I'm from. That's where the book and I
That's where the
originate.
Book is kept.
Yes.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah, Clinton country, yeah. Mm.
Well, you should be in the book yourself because what...
The book was published
what
before
What a nice...
Was,
well, you yeah. should be in the book. I'm just... I'm.
If they
just
do,
let me finish
if they
what
update,
I was saying.
Sometimes yeah. they'll update for the paperback and they'll add more footnotes or something.
It's not a big print run. I mean, I think they literally made just a couple copies of it for the family.
Oh.
Well...
Well, your achievements are impressive enough.
Thank you.
That were the book to be, you know, the original printing were to take place today, we think you deserve to be a part of it.
Like a new preface and then add some new stuff for the last few years for my career.
Like, for example, let's talk about your career a little bit. Sex Ride, Hot Tub Time Machine, Hot Tube Time Machine,
right.
the sequel. Tell me about, let's get right into it. What was that conversation like telling John Cusack he wasn't allowed to be in that movie?
Take
us there.
Thankfully, I didn't have to personally have the conversation.
You delegate to your assistant.
Always delegate.
It's good to have a team, I say. Good to have a team.
Yeah, lawyers. Just a team of lawyers. I mean, Johnny ended up filing the... Actually, I don't even know if I can talk about it. I think I actually might get in trouble.
Oh, really? It's illegal.
Yeah. It's a weird deal. Wicket. It's a weird deal. Like, there literally is like, we're not allowed to say like certain stuff. I don't know.
Mm. Wow. Well, bad first question.
Well, speak up. Well, what if you told a story?
I mean, just in terms of.
No, I know.
What about this? What if you did this? This is a new topic.
I don't even have a good anecdote for it.
This is a new topic.
Hayes is a little bit of a legal genius.
What if you told a story about another person, not John Cusack? You don't say who it is. It's an anonymous person.
Or we do say who it is, and then we know it's not John, and we'll say it's Rod Steiger, and that's that.
And you tell, why don't you tell a story about a different person, could be Rod Steiger, who not being allowed to
and
be
a different,
in...
And a different movie.
Not being allowed to be in The Heat of the Night 2.
Mm.
But the thing is, even with my rudimentary... knowledge of the law, I feel like if anybody used the context of this podcast whatsoever, they would pretty clearly tell that we were talking about Johnny Cusack.
Well, I think I said it was a different topic. And as the idea that we can't, that anything we talk about from now on is going to be about John Cusack. I'm sorry to insult Mr. Cusack, but I every once in a while I like to talk about something else. Like in this case, how
Rod
Steiger was not allowed to be in The Heat of the Night 2.
You know, I don't think it was so much that Rod wasn't allowed to be in The Heat of the Night 2. I think it was that, you know, he had some issues, the studio had some issues, and Rod and RKO just couldn't come to terms.
Oh!
What a great what an interesting piece of Hollywood folklore.
Yeah.
And it's
little
so,
Hollywood Babylon for you guys.
It's so interesting. And Scoop Troop, get out your old-fashioned notebooks for that one, because that is a little bit of a throwback. And even though it's not Thursday and I am on Instagram. So.
Are we allowed to cough? Is that okay?
Yes. Brett, engineer Brett will clean all that up.
You can take all that out in post?
Then you look unwell.
I mean, I notice you guys keep it like tropical in here. It's, I don't know if the viewers can tell, but it's about.
Oh, they can tell. Believe me, degrees. Clark. Believe me, they can tell. Anytime we try not to do it, they say, maybe jack up the temp in that room a little bit.
Yeah, they say the comedy wasn't hot.
Every so often, just this. That's just beads of sweat hitting the microphone.
And
it should be at face level, Clark, and it shouldn't be so low that beads of sweat are
dropping so hard. I was curious as to why you insisted on getting above the mic.
Well, I angled it up at me, though, because I like to talk down.
Yes.
Down
well,
my
that's,
body.
That's clear. You did mention keeping it tropical, and we are planning on getting some plants in here.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yes. Wouldn't that just really spruce up the place?
Yeah.
Yes, so that's kind of why we want the room to already feel ready when they get home.
You should get a girl on that, on the plants.
Clark, you're from Arkansas.
Yep.
What a trip it must have been coming out to Los Angeles the first time.
Yeah.
Surprises that you had. We talk about those parts of the country and places where people, the lifestyle is not the same as here.
No.
They don't eat the same food.
Not at all.
They don't clean themselves the same way.
Similar way.
Well, but it is actually very different in fundamental ways, including results. Tell me about that. What was that drive like? What'd you pack?
It was a flight.
Well, see, the part two remains the same, though. We pack for flights.
Yeah, but if you're packing for a drive, it's, you know, I might have an ice chest with some sandwiches, some mineral waters. It's a different vibe. You know, there'd be more sweatpants for a drive. There'd be more... you know, more kind of comfortable layers.
Mm-hmm. And you're in a formal suit for the plane.
Right. I just feel a responsibility when I fly to represent the state of Arkansas in a respectable way. So I always wear a, not like a tux, usually like the technical term is a morning suit. It's not as formal as a tux.
Well, go Razorbacks.
Yeah, yeah. Go Hogs.
Yes.
I actually don't give a shit about the Razorbacks, you guys. I didn't go to college there.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And what do you give a shit about, Clark?
In terms of college.
In terms of college. I went to Loyola Marymount University here in Los Angeles. Well,
then, and let's get this out of the way then. He's not affiliated, and this is a question that comes. He's not affiliated with that nasty lacrosse team.
What happened with their lacrosse? What? Did LMU have a lacrosse scandal? I don't even know about this.
Duke lacrosse.
Oh! Yeah. But, you know, according to that book that I referenced earlier, I believe we are related to the Dukes in North Carolina from the university.
So he is.
So you are claiming responsibility for.
I can't totally back off of it.
So he is. Okay.
Going well out of your way to connect yourself to.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm not. My hands are not totally clean in that one either.
Okay, well, but you LMU, a fun abbreviation for the school you did go to.
Nope. That's kind of like the Spanish abbreviation LMU. Yeah, it was a great school. I had a really good time. My little brother went there. He just graduated in May.
L like E-L.
Correct.
El Scorcho, if you remember that Weezer song. Yes.
They have a new album out.
Yes.
I haven't heard it, but I assume it's not great. You know, just let me down over the last however
many years. We're total music heads ourselves.
I think you meant to say first four Weezer albums.
Mm.
Is the fourth album Maladroit?
It gotta be.
Maladroit's okay.
I know.
Yeah, we're total music heads, and we've been getting.
What are you guys
quiz
into?
Me, like, quiz kinda... me, quiz me.
Yeah, he's an encyclopedia, basically, of music stuff.
Who was the original bass player for Weezer?
Didn't have one. Gotcha. And you almost got me, but now I know. They didn't have one.
That was a drum machine, you're right.
Yeah, yep. And ask me
they used the drum machine to play bass.
Who was the producer of the Blue Album and the Green Album?
The original bass player was doing the production as well, and I think what that means is that it was, in fact, recorded on a drum machine. Now...
Yeah, that's right. I can't dispute that.
Clark, we like to play a game sometimes on the show called That's Wheelie Interesting.
Wheelie?
That's Wheelie Interesting.
Wheelie
so
interesting.
Funny that you should notice the difference between the word really and what I said, which is wheelie.
I thought maybe you had a speech impediment.
Well, instead, I actually have an interesting game to play.
And a true mastery of speech where he's able to transpose letters and words, you know, at will.
You may have noticed the wheel, the large wheel, when you enter.
I did not.
The enter the room. Well, nope.
It's there and it's big.
And it's covered in celebrities' names.
Here in the room with us right now?
Yes.
Yep.
It's covered in celebrities' names.
Oh, the celebrity wheel.
Yes.
What we like to do is when we play this game is we spin the wheel and then we will spin a true tale of the first time we met that celebrity, whoever it lands on.
It's full of celebrities you know.
All right.
And we're going to spin the wheel and all you have to do is going to come up with a name and all you have to do is talk about the first time you met that person.
Do I spin the wheel and then call out whoever it lands
on? Yes, you have to spin it because otherwise it won't work necessarily.
Okay, I assume maybe you were supposed to spin it.
Well, you have to actually put your hands on it.
You've got to spin it, and let's warn him, it makes some wild noises when you're spinning that wheel, and that's just another way to know that it's real and that it's here.
Yep. So all you have to say is, I'm spinning.
All right, I am spinning. It's really good. Slowing down.
Zoomy.
It's sped back up.
Pop, 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 pop.
Slowing down.
Zoomy.
Okay.
Click.
John Larroquette.
John Larroquette.
John Larroquette.
Wow.
Now, that smells like a story to me.
It's funny you would use the word smells, because the first time I met Mr. Larroquette, I was actually in a men's room at a golf course, not a country club. It was a public course out in the valley.
Okay.
We were both pretty sauced. This is out at Balboa out there past Encino. Not a great course. It's flat like a fucking runway. The wind blows about 30, 40 miles an hour every day, all year long. I don't know if you guys are golfers.
Ugh.
It's
just thinking about a course like that.
Just a strong reaction, huh?
Ugh, yes.
Ugh. Yeah.
Blows the ball away.
Well.
Yeah, it does.
For starters.
Yeah. Blows it wherever it wants.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's not challenging. I mean, the different terrains, is, you know, that's what I enjoy about,
about it's a game of geography,
the sticks,
topography. So anyway, I go in there and there's Laura Kett laid up against the wall in the pisser. And I go over, I go, oh my God, Mr. Laura Kett, from the John Laura Kett Show. What are you doing here? You look like you fell in some kind of hard luck. And he looks up at me, and he said, "Go fuck yourself."
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I got out of there. That was the first and last time I ever saw John Laura Kett.
Wow. Hmm. And did you ever hear? He's no longer.
I think us and the listener. I think everybody probably thought it was gonna the story was gonna crescendo in a bigger way than that. But that's about it.
Yes. I remember at several points during the story thinking that it was. Yeah. Leading to
probably seemed like there were some details that were
about
pay
the
off
golf
later.
Course. It seemed yeah, like we're yeah. gonna come back into play.
I well, you almost yeah. rather not have that one on the wheel. That name, if that's the story for him, you know, you'd want, you know, in terms of just celebrities.
Well, we've never taken that a you name know off the
that
wheel
it could
before.
Land on.
I think you may
yes,
want to remove Laura Kett.
Yes, that's true. But I just feel like, you know, you almost wish that the wheel didn't have stories like that on it, and it only had. These sort of richer tales. But that's just not how wheels work.
I mean, you know, that's the thing with having the real wheel with the real names on it, and you have to rely on the real stories. Sometimes the real stories are not that exciting.
And that's unfortunate. We've run into that before with this kind of game where just the one you don't want is the one that comes up.
Yeah, real life can't just be Mad Libs, you know? Sometimes you...
And speaking of
sometimes you just meet John Laura Kett in the men's room. He tells you to fuck yourself, and that's the end of the story.
Yeah, it is a good story.
Yeah. It's an okay story. It's
well, there's star. It's got stars in it.
And Clark, you were talking about games and stories, and that's actually a really good segue to another interesting game that we think you actually might really like. And Sean's going to tell you about it.
So I've partnered with the For Dummies company in a venture that's kind of a big fuck you to our loan sponsor, Cards Against Humanity. They keep buying ad space, but they won't actually put an ad. So in an attempt to torpedo their company, we've got our own funny cards here. And this is Humor at Home for Dummies. And Brett, can you get a picture of these?
Oh, wow. Where do you pick those up at? Something like that. That looks like something they sell at like the checkout at Home Depot or something.
That would be a very good placement.
And please.
That's actually a great idea
for
a conversation.
Yeah.
And even though we're not at home, I think that a lot of the humor on these cards still applies. And so what I'd like to do is have you just draw a card at random.
Okay.
And read it, and we'll have some fun.
All right.
And Cards Against Humanity can get a little lesson. This is, you know, this is real promotion that you get when you get the kid on board, and that's
all right, I'm reaching for the card.
Uh-huh.
That would have been a good picture, Brett, when he actually did take it out of the deck.
When he took the card, that
it has
been.
Happened. Nope. He already took it out.
We don't recreate photos on
but
this.
For the future, show. That would have been a very nice picture.
I'm
going
to need
put
to
on
have my hair and makeup guy come in, too, before you take any photos.
And so, Brett, remember that actually would not have been a good picture to take because you should always ask first.
Yeah. Okay. You got to bring Danielle in. It's my girl.
He said, guy, is that going to go? He has no chin. Sidebar.
I know, Sean, I know.
He said my hair and makeup guy.
And then he said girl.
Maybe she's one of these ones that switch.
I think he's almost done reading the card.
Okay. Did you guys stop talking for a while?
Yes, we were waiting for you to finish reading the card.
Yeah, I just wanted
to
read
Oh, I was going
to
read it
aloud.
Oh, okay.
You know
Sorry.
What? Do read it out loud. That's even better.
Okay. I'll read it out loud. Many families argue about clothes. Here are a few fashion rules that are intended to keep harmony at home. Never ask if something makes you look fat.
Oh, no.
Number two, if your socks don't match, don't worry. You've got another pair just like them at home. Number three, chartreuse is not anybody's color. And then in bold, I guess this is the kickoff for us. What are the fashion rules for your family?
Okay, so see how it gives you a great opportunity to generate some comedy in addition to enjoying some already pretty finely crafted humor.
So these are this is a real product I can buy in a store.
You absolutely can buy this, and I encourage you to do it. And when you're reaching for Cards Against Humanity, instead reach just a bit to the left and grab Humor at Home for Dummies. Conversations starters sure to make you smile.
Just a bit to the left and down. Sean's been sort of laying them on the floor next to where the cards
are. I've been scattering them about, yes, underneath the purchase of that game, which is currently more popular, but not for long.
You know where else these would kill? Talking to the ladies. Like maybe in like a nightclub setting?
Yes, a way to make ladies laugh.
You reach in the old vest pocket, pull these guys out.
Isn't that the secret, is humor?
Mm-hmm. And you know, you're letting them, well, women like to be included in things.
Yes.
Mm. So if you let them draw the card and demonstrate that they can read and that they understand humor.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Hayes likes to say, if you can make them laugh, you can make them come.
I would say that's
I don't like to say it. Well, I actually don't like to say it because it is a secret, but
old industry secret.
But no, it's
that's actually one of the SAG
podcasts. So.
Well, we can edit it to make it sound like I was kind of unable to finish the last word, and hopefully that'll somehow disguise the tip.
So you guys do some editing
when it comes to secrets.
Yes, if there's secrets, or if one of us starts down a path that the guest is not on board for, we just full on fucking eliminate that.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
Family fashion rules.
What
family
are the fashion rules for your family? Emphasis my own on your.
The Dukes of the book.
Yes, the book of the Dukes.
I guess I'm not sure. Are these like the way? Are these rules that I would lay down for my family, or are these like rules that have been passed down to me?
Whatever seems funnier.
It's all so funny. It's hard to narrow it down.
And this is a bit of a flaw with the card, is I feel like some of the examples that I've written on here are so funny that people are hesitant to venture one.
It does make people shrink.
Because they're going to try to top the one on the card?
Could I actually pull a different card just to see? I just kind of want to see what the other ones are like if they're all this...
That's a great idea.
All this strong.
And Brett, you didn't even ask if you could take a picture.
Take a picture.
Oh, this one is a winner, though. If you think that long, man, these are long too. These are not just like a slug.
Hours of enjoyment.
Worse.
If you think that long family car trips are boring, let bumper stickers provide you with a great source of humorous relief. I like the ones that refer to driving issues. Caution, I drive like you do. Or philosophical issues. The fact that no one understands you does not make you an artist. That one's kind of a vicious attack, huh?
Well, you're taking it more personally than maybe
as an artist. Yeah, that's fair.
Joe and Jane Q. Public would, and that's who these are for.
There's one more example. Or romanticized issues. Don't come a knocking if this van's a rockin'. What are some of your favorite funny bumper stickers?
That is a very good question. We've all got them.
Yes, and it's confusing because it kind of could be taken two ways, right?
Right.
Like, it could be like, what's a good bumper sticker you wish you'd seen? Or it could just be like, what's one you've seen before? And just go ahead and say it to me. Maybe I haven't seen it yet.
Personally, can I start?
Mm-hmm.
I like the ones that are just the numbers, the letters and numbers. It looks like it's a robot talking.
I think those are town cars, like where it says like TCP and then a number.
No, it's just numbers.
I think that's
usually.
No, it's on all kinds of cars, I have them on my car, front and back.
I see them everywhere.
Yeah,
I don't know beep, if I understand burp, what these are.
It's like 1, 3, 4, 9. It's just like they're so funny. They have like a state, and then they just have like possibly like where the car was acquired, like around the border of them. And then they have these really funny like letters and numbers where it's just like, okay, I'm sorry, is that a friggin' robot car?
I think you guys are talking about license plates. Those aren't bumper stickers. Those are just you legally have to get that to drive the vehicle in the state.
Oh, sorry, Clark. This is California. You can just drive. You can just get the car and drive here. You don't have to go to like some kind of sheriff every time you want to drive a car. to get like a
yeah,
special...
Yeah, we're not sharing like a
you have to go to the DMV
car.
To get like a special trip, you know, like...
No, it's the DMV. It's the Department of Motor Vehicles. It's not the sheriff's office. He just collects taxes and enforces the law. Mm. For cars, you got to go. They have a special department.
No, we don't.
I'm almost positive this is a nationwide
thing. It would take forever
thing.
To explain. We do not have those here. You just get in the car and you can... You're
you
allowed
drive
to,
the car. You can own your own car.
You're allowed
you
to just drive.
It.
They don't keep the cars at like... All in one department.
Listen, I know that I'm just a simple country movie star, but I'm almost positive I'm right on this, you guys.
Well, isn't this a nice thing?
I will
thing
say
where
it's charming. I will say I can see, you know, like, in, like, a casting situation, you come in and, like, do a thing, like the hayseed thing. It's extremely charming. I get it.
Yes, it's an authenticity that it brings where it's like, I really think this guy thinks this. Mm. That everybody has to have a, what did you call it?
License plate.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you have any funny bumper stickers that you like, Clark?
Yeah.
They're not really like, I like when there's like a really old campaign sticker. Like from a presidential campaign from like 12 years ago or something.
Mm. And you're extremely
political. And they're still repping it. No, I'm not at all.
They're still holding out for...
Yeah, yeah. I just like that they've... And like, you know, they're still like just not giving up hope on John Kerry's campaign. They still got the sticker out.
Mm. And who did you vote for?
Oh, I don't vote. I would never vote.
Brett, can I have the sound cable? Brett, we need the sound cable. Don't. Just keep going. Sean, keep going.
Oh, so you didn't vote. It's fine. I've got this ace. So you didn't vote. Oh, Jesus Christ. So what?
Brent, hurry. Go.
What's that supposed to fucking piss me off, man?
No, I'm not trying to get any kind of reaction out of you or the listeners. I just...
Yeah, good. I'm not fired up. What are some fashion rules for your household?
Oh, it's the Popcorn Gallery song.
It's
supposed to be a surprise.
I'm pretty surprised still. I didn't know.
I know you heard me asking for the sound cable, and I did try to make it a secret, but I...
No, when
if
you guys...
The sound cable could just be in waiting at my seat when I sit down, then we wouldn't have to do any of this. And I could just plug it in, and I wouldn't have to ask for it in the middle of the show!
I didn't hear you ask for it. I mean, I understand you wanted to yell at this guy, but I...
You were surprised.
Yeah, when you guys talk sufficiently low, like it kind of sounded like you were doing like a stage whisper earlier. I can't hear any of that in the phones or the cans. That's the industry term for headphones.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing in the cans.
Only because phones is already a thing.
Yeah, we already have the phones on set.
Yeah.
Yeah. They bring them out on a little table. I got a phone guy on set. He just has like a little, kind of like a server's, like a waiter's tray, but it's also got legs. You can sit it down and it's just got the... You know, mine's blue, but a lot of times they're red or beige or what have you. But he's just got like a telephone.
Yep.
And he'll bring calls to me.
Well, because you can't have cell phones on set because it interferes with the signal to the camera.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of people don't know this, but you know, there's a lot of very formal aspects to filmmaking that still exist that have been kind of phased out of most of society.
Well, I'd love to talk about that, but we already started the question asking segment, so we sort of have to press on, and we're going to do that now. And
who's asking questions?
Well, it's our listeners, and they're asking questions. The segment is called the Popcorn Gallery. The listeners are the popcorn, and the questions are like the gallery.
Okay.
Because movies.
Let's reach into the popcorn bag.
I just got it.
Explain it to me.
See, a lot of times at a movie theater, they'll serve popcorn.
Okay.
That's a great start.
But that's it.
If only.
Let's reach into the bag.
It's a literal bag. So you guys get a lot of paper correspondence, like in the mail, huh? Which is nice to see.
What is this, a license plate? And so my friend Mark records
these
sound
drops. It was me. I got it. Yeah.
Hey, well, I don't know who it was, but he records these sound drops for us and sends them in. Sometimes they fit in with what's going on with the show, and sometimes they don't, but they almost always do.
That sounded like maybe it was from Hee Haw, maybe a Buck Owens or somebody.
It does seem like it might have been targeted to you, but there's no way to be absolutely sure. Here's a question from Toby Keith Sweat. Clark, how did you prepare for your role as party teenager in Superbad, and was the real-life party teenager happy with your portrayal of him?
As far as I know, he died.
What happened to him?
I don't know. I think it was a friend of theirs that died in high school that they based it on. Like an in memoriam. Memorial? Memoriam?
And did you...
In memory
when
of.
When do you use which one? And you know, I don't know. This is one of these mm-hmm. things
this
where...
Is, they ought to put that on one of these
ISIS
for dummies
cards.
It's
ISIS and ISIL all over again. Yeah. I'm like, just see, pick one, mm-hmm. you know? Because at this point...
I said before we started, I don't want to talk about current events. I was pretty clear about that.
Yes, you were. And you didn't want to take a stance on ISIS especially.
I
don't know if this counts to talk about current events. I did think that was a weird thing to specify up front.
It's all part
that
of
you,
the...
That you said that there were shades of gray and that we didn't necessarily have the whole story.
Like I said, it's part of the deal with Mr. Steiger and the studio that I'm not allowed to talk about ISIL. Enough said.
Let's go on to the next question. In the bag.
Sandals and socks? You better not. Oh, okay. Well, that must be a fun fashion rule that Mark uses at his house.
This question.
And I've heard that one. It's not cool.
This question is from Michael Bay of Pigs. Clark, bro. Remember in high school when we had that history test and you said you would let me copy off you because you knew I was up late leveling up my Diablo character because you wanted me to do some cool raids with you? But then when Mr. Pinot gave us the Scantrons, you kept on putting your arm over the Scantron so I couldn't see your answers. And then that night, since I knew I was going to graduate late, I was all depressed and ended up drinking at Smithy's crib, then drove home drunk and hit my ex-girlfriend's dog who was always wandering around off-leash. And the cops caught me burying it in the park, and for some reason they thought I killed it on purpose to get back at her for sleeping with you, which was weird because I didn't even know that until they said it. So why did you fuck my girlfriend, bro?
I am drawing a complete blank on this gentleman. Does he have a name besides Michael Bay of Pigs?
I think that's his funny web username, and I wish I could
tried to get these laws
I mean, the
changed.
Thing is, that's such a common story that it's hard for me to nail that down to...
It could have been a number of different people, and you'd love to say, I guess the only distinction is the reason why you fucked the person's girlfriend, and so you would love to specify.
Maybe just say some reasons why you fucked some people's girlfriends, and then hopefully it'll apply to this guy.
I mean, why does the wind blow? I don't know. Nobody knows. Scientists don't know.
Yeah.
Because the moon is moving in and out, and it pushes the air.
Well, I guess I did it because of the moon.
Yeah, when it moves closer to the Earth, it pushes down some of the sky, and it has to go somewhere.
And that can
spins around.
It can have an effect on horniness.
Mm.
Let's answer another question.
Such coarse paper. A lot of your.
I think what's happening, he's reaching into. Sorry to interrupt the sound drop, Brett, and way to cut it off. I think he's reaching into a bag of popcorn. And that sort of rustles around. And then
it's popcorn rustling against
paper. And then
paper.
When he finds the question in there, he pulls it out.
Oh, I see.
Usually has something to say. Used to be about what he found,
go
but
ahead,
now it's...
Stop it again, but then fire it back up, Brett. I just got the paper out of the popcorn. Okay, so that confirms for me...
Up. Yes.
That was Mark saying that,
right.
And that confirms for me that is what that sound is.
You know, it seems like since this is a...
Go ahead.
You know, nobody sees this show. They just listen to it. You could just have the questions out on the table. You don't even have to put them in the popcorn to begin with.
Well, it's not the table gallery.
I get the presentational aspect of it that you want to, you know, give it a little character, but...
Mm. No. Well, we could also not have a big wheel in here. I mean, you know, like there's a lot of things we could do, but then it's not really a fun game.
There's a lot I don't understand about broadcasting, I'm be the first person to admit that. So I apologize.
Because of where you're from. This question's from Joe McGurl. On The Office, you played a character called Clark. How difficult was it for you to play a character that had the same name as you and looked exactly like you?
It was actually the second time I've done that.
Mm.
I also did it in the show called Clark and Michael, me and Michael Sarah.
Oh, yes.
So in my mind, yeah. I always kind of figured that it was the same Clark, and he had just kind of washed out of Hollywood and ended up working at this paper company.
Clark and Michael, let's speak on that for a little bit. Some people will call that something of a computer show.
Yeah, that'd be accurate.
And where is computers in 2 years from now, would you say?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, Prince said on Twitter a few years back that the internet was a fad.
Mm.
So yeah. I am kind of leaning towards that. That the whole thing's going to dry up soon. It's going to be like a...
Well, but doesn't the prevalence of InnerTube, the site, correct that Clark and Michael was initially on?
Yeah, well...
Doesn't that...
Holy smokes.
Doesn't that being the, you know, sort of the website these days go right. directly against what Prince said, where it's not a fad? And some of this stuff, like InnerTube, is here to stay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody will dispute that CBS is at the forefront of digital distribution and just 100% knows what they're doing.
So maybe the...
And have for over a decade.
The message is, Prince, computer blue, yes, computer expert, maybe not. And I think that's a great way to end the show today.
Yes. Very funny thing to say.
Sometimes
and to
you
have
land
the last
on,
thing we
sometimes
say.
Sometimes you land on, you know, we could have gone for a lot longer, but sometimes you find the perfect way to end it.
I have nowhere to be. I can keep going.
But I already said the funniest thing, so that it has to be the end of the
Again,
show.
Again, I'm not a broadcasting expert.
Can I take a picture?
Do you mean to reach for another card? We could try to reach. Let me put the sweater on.
Brett, I'm going to tell you something now, and don't act like you didn't hear me like last time we had this conversation. Do not submit these photos for your class, okay? These are for the website.
Brett's taking a photography class, and he's trying to do all this artsy stuff.
These are not for your photo class.
I know people are impressed, but I got a secret for you, Brett. It's not your composition that they're impressed with. So they think you actually know guys like us.
Yes, and excuse me for saying so, but I think that might be part of your plan. Go ahead and take this picture.
I can crop out whatever you want.
If you're trying to... Write,
well, why would you be taking a picture if you're going to crop out all three of us?
And if I see myself in Funny Business 2 by Brett Morris... Well, I'm not going to be thrilled, I'll tell you what.
Get one wide one, Brett. How about this? You get one wide one.
One wide
and get
one.
Get one really tight one of just the two hands on the cards, and you can submit that to your class.
Okay. Do I have to crop anything out?
Brett, I need you to take these photos, saturation. And I need you to do it quickly, because we lose the studio in 20 minutes, okay?
Do you want to set up that fill light? I feel like this is going to be kind of flat.
That's a good idea.
All right.
Wait, should he be taking the card?
Well, we're going to do one.
Wide shot. Okay, take the card.
Yes, I'll that's good.
That.
And I'll be sort of taking it too.
I'm going to make my I'm going to give my eye line to the card.
And I'll be okay. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, everyone wants the cards. That'd be
people can't keep their hands off.
That'd be
off
a very
them.
Good ad actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Clark, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And please
if you guys ever have a week that Paul F. Tompkins can't come in, you know, I'm around.
Were that, in that imaginary world, where that were ever to happen.
Yes. For everyone involved.
But.
Yeah, that would be a cool thing.
I will take that as a no.
Please. Well, thank you for rating us on iTunes. A lot of you rated us on iTunes.
A lot of people did ratings, and we're going to get you.
I couldn't find you guys on iTunes. I had to go onto a website, earwife.net or CA or something,
and
try to listen to it on the laptop, which is not ideal. You guys may want to have a guy look into that.
That's part of the problem because
my little cousin Sam is going to start doing some computer
That's what
stuff
he keeps saying is that he's going over to iTunes to like talk to them about it, but it somehow nothing gets fixed. And so
I don't know, just FYI.
Well, don't even bother checking iTunes.
Well, go to Earwife.
Because apparently there's some kind of big problem.
Go to
also,
Earwife.
And, in the ladies' restroom, the sink on the right, the hot water handle was kind of loose.
Well, that's the second thing I was going to talk about. And so I guess don't come to our studio and go to the bathroom.
The hot water handle's on the fritz right now, and we have a plan of attack, but we don't necessarily have a timeline that's firm. So we will update you. But thank you so much. Like us on – we're not on Facebook, but we're on something Facebook adjacent. It's a site.
LinkedIn?
No. It's that's
– Friendster?
It's a lot like that. It's hot or not. So anyway, we're on hot or not. And if you could please click hot and give us a, you know, say we're at least a 9. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Oh, wait.
Thanks for buying the pro version. Take home joke. Thanks for buying the pro
version.
Take home
joke about the pro version. Clark, give him a quick prize.
Oh wait, can I plug one thing before I go?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And your prize is a plug, take-home joke.
Everybody, please go watch Hot Tub Time Machine 2 in theaters this Christmas.
That's only for you to hear, take-home joke.
Take-home joke.
Your prize is you have to go see Hot Tub Time Machine 2 on Christmas Day.
In theaters.
Yes. Yeah. Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum podcast.